The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com. Moberly Regional Medical Center.
Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday. It's March the 25th, and we've got two topics today. We're going to meet a local book author in just a little bit. But first of all, I want to reintroduce you to a lady that's been with us on and off for several years, Nadia Navarrete Tindall. And she's an expert in native plants. Good to have you here, Nadia, from Lincoln University.
That's right.
And we were talking about all the wonderful native plants that we are so blessed with here in central Missouri. And many of them grow along the road fronts or in our fields. Yeah. You're going to be having, are you having a class on native plants?
Yes, on April 3rd, we're having a class about native plants and pollinators and other beneficial insects. And the idea is that people learn about the plants that they can grow in their yards and to attract pollinators. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about native bees as well as butterflies.
Yeah. And now, it's really important to attract as many bees as possible or keep that bee population as healthy as possible, isn't it?
That's right.
Because they provide the pollen that's needed for we humans to survive.
And also to eat have a very colorful plate all the time when we eat. Like if we think about it, that if we didn't have native bees or honeybees or other pollinators, we wouldn't have berries, because they need to be pollinated by native bees. And when we are trying for people to grow native plants, because they provide a habitat. I mean, they provide mm-hmm. also a nectar for the native bees. Mm-hmm. So if you provide diversity in your yard, you are promoting diversity regarding
now, are wildlife. Native plants difficult to grow?
No, there are so many different kinds that you can choose from. Mm-hmm. There's some that can be planted from seed, and you can find them in nurseries.
Now, I am blessed with many, many beautiful native plants on my land. But, Nadia, when I go to the daisies, the mm-hmm. wild daisies, if I go and dig up a wild daisy and I've tried to transplant it, no matter what I do, I try to baby it. Maybe I'm babying it too much. It doesn't grow, but if I leave it where it is, it does beautifully.
It could be that some of these daisy-like native plants, there are so many kinds. Some that are annuals. So you transplant them, and then the plant is done for the year. But so what you can do to assure that you're going to move them to where you want them is to gather the seed at the end of the year. Uh-huh. So that's one way to do it. So you can grow your plant from seed or go to your local nursery mm-hmm. and buy the seedlings.
So what will people, if they come to your class, what are you going to tell them about?
Well, we're going to talk about all the plants that are really important, not only for the butterfly itself, but for their caterpillars. Mm-hmm. For example, there is a spice bush, a spice bush that is really needed by a swallowtail butterfly. Mm-hmm. The caterpillar depends on this particular spice bush. And also sassafras provide food for the caterpillar.
And you were also telling me how important the common milkweed is.
Yeah.
Which grows along the roadside.
Yeah, and this is one of the things that sometimes you see the plants already growing in roadsides naturally, but then unfortunately, by the time they are blooming or they are produced, they have leaves for the caterpillars to eat them, they are mowed. So right. So we are hoping that in the future, people learn to these plants and they can be kept alone, left mm-hmm. alone and not mm-hmm. mowed.
Instead of mowing the roadsides in the summertime, it might be better to let them grow.
Yes.
So that the bees and the insects have what they need. All right. I want to thank you so much. If people want to come, they can come to your class on April.
Yes, but they have to. They can check our Facebook page.
Okay.
It's just Lincoln University Native Plants Program.
Okay. Nadia, thank you so much for coming
by. Thank you, Paul.
Now I turn to Liz Schulte, who's a local author, and you grew up here in central Missouri. You went to school out in Harrisburg, where I live.
Yes.
And you've written a book called The Ninth Floor. What is The Ninth Floor about?
It is a mystery. It's about a haunted hospital that has one floor that the death rate had gone so high that they had to shut it down completely. And then the rest.
The ninth floor.
The ninth floor. And then the rest of the hospital sort of operates as normal. And my heroine, Ryan, she goes because her aunt is sick. And she starts hearing voices and then hearing stories about the ninth floor. So she starts investigating it, and then things start to happen.
So this is a story about a hospital that the ninth floor is haunted.
Yes.
So they've totally shut it down?
Yes.
The ninth floor.
Mm-hmm.
But she goes up there.
Well, she tries. It's all locked. Like, all the doors are locked and chained, and the elevators skip the floor. So it's hard for her to get into it, but she has her ways.
And terrible things happen?
Terrible things start happening. People start dying, and it's a mystery.
Well, how'd you come up with this idea?
Actually, I was on a ghost tour in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and they were talking.
Is this based on a true story?
Well, sort of. I was on a ghost tour, and they were talking about the hospital, and they said one of the floors, they had more deaths on it, like with patients and doctors and nurses committing suicide, and so they shut down the floor, and they just stopped using it. And then it all stopped.
And where was this?
In Hot Springs, Arkansas. And so I
so
thought
there is
that is a
there's
wonderful.
There's an actual hospital.
Yes, I don't know if that is the ninth floor, though.
Okay.
But
so
yeah.
In case anybody's going down to Hot Springs, Arkansas, listening to this. So they shut that floor down.
That's what the ghost tour said. So I thought that was a wonderful idea for a book.
And the rest then was left up to your imagination.
Yes.
Okay. If people want to get this book, where can they find it?
Well, they can find it at Village Books in Columbia. Or it's online. It's on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, iBooks.
Okay.
Any book retailer.
Okay. And if you want to meet the author in person and pick her brain about the ghost stories, you're going to have a book signing when?
Yes, I have a book signing April 5th at Village Books from 12 to 2.
Okay.
And then I will also be speaking at the Columbia, Missouri Writers Guild on May 4th at 2 p.m.
Okay, and what are you going to be doing there?
I will be talking about publishing, because I have 10 books, actually.
Oh. So, do you do self-publishing?
I do.
And a lot of people who write books are interested in self-publishing.
Yes.
Just very quickly, is that simple to do, or is it very complicated?
It's easier than you'd think. And last year, I was able to quit my day job and became a full-time writer, so it's great.
So you quit your day job,
yeah,
and you're writing full time now with the latest one called The Ninth Floor. Liz, thank you so much for coming out. Okay.
Very nice.
And if you want to meet Liz at Village Book signing on April the 5th, 12 to 2. Okay. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Caleb Hoke. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. You can watch this or listen to it again. Go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Friend. Bye-bye.